We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, I don't know about you, but I absolutely plan on doing some shopping today. Cyber Monday. I'm kind of that online shopper anyway, and now there's some deals out here I want to take advantage of, but I do want to stay safe, and I do worry about that all the time, and especially on a day like today. We continue our conversation on just kind of staying safe today. I'm not buying that TV, although I've seen some ads that are quite tempting. Matt Mead is an attorney with Eckerd Siemens. He specializes in cybersecurity. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me on, Lynn.
So am I right to feel nervous today?
I think you should be cautious. Nervous isn't probably, you don't need to be nervous, but you need to be cautious. I think the most important thing for all consumers out there is to slow down. And there's a few tips and things you can do when you're shopping on Cyber Monday. One of the first and most important is when you're on a site, make sure that it says HTTPS. That S stands for secure. If you just see HTTP, you should never put any personal information, any forms or anything like that, like a credit card number or anything along those lines. Also, make sure when you're on a website for a particular vendor or store that it's actually the website for that store. The cyber scammers out there might have a clone site that looks just like, you know, Amazon or something like that, but there might be something spelled wrong or it might not be the actual site. Another thing is to use common sense. If you get an email or a text and it looks like the deal is too good to be true, it's probably the case. Go to the actual retailer's website. Don't click on the link in the text or the email. Go to the actual website and see if that deal is really there. If it is, great, you can make your purchase. But if it's just a scam, that's a good way to check it out.
I was going to say, because the realities are we all get those emails. Not so many texts for me, but I get a lot of emails from different merchants, and I'm making those little air quotes, merchants saying, hey, we got this deal, we got that deal. And I often even wonder, how'd you get my email?
Right, exactly. And that's the kind of thing that would be, it's called spam. And sometimes there, you know, if that's a good opportunity to go to, if you've never shopped at the particular store and you get an email that says, thanks for being a valued customer, that's a great reason to go to the actual website and see if the deal is real.
And there was a time, and I'm going back a couple years ago, when I started shopping online, I had one designated card. That card I only used for my online purchases so that I could keep really good track of what I was buying and notice if anything was askew. I kind of got away from that. I kind of got lax with that. Does that make sense?
It does make sense to use one credit card, but I think it also, your comment earlier, is to keep close watch on your statements, especially for the holiday season. We start buying things for friends and family, and we lose track of things. Make sure at the end of this, you know, when you get your statement in January or in December, that all those charges are charges that you actually made. But using just one credit card is a good one, and using a credit card in general for online purchases is the safest way because you can dispute charges and work with your credit card company. Never wire money or send cash directly to one of those online sites. And also watch out for the scams that ask you to, you know, they will only take a gift card for a purchase. That typically is a sign of a scam.
So if they say they'll only take a gift card, then is the idea that you buy the gift card from them?
Or that you have a gift card in advance and they're just going to take the number from you. So most credible retailers will say, you know, you can pay with a credit card or a gift card. They won't demand that you only pay with a gift card.
Now, I have noticed, too, and recently, I tend to lean toward, like, using PayPal versus a credit card. I don't know why. I feel like I'm safer using a PayPal account versus putting my credit card number in somewhere. Am I fooling myself, or is that actually another layer of security?
I don't know if it's another layer, but as long as you have a mechanism to dispute any charges through PayPal, which I believe you do, you should be fine. I think, you know, that's just being aware again and taking those steps that we talked about earlier will really help you. And credit cards and PayPal is certainly a way to help protect yourself with a way to dispute any charges that aren't yours.
I think the other thing that worries me, and not necessarily me in particular, but I know for millennials and Gen Xers, buying online, doing those things, that's a way of life. But when we look at our seniors and grandmas who are now buying for the grandkids, this is all kind of new for them. This is, in some ways, this is new technology. What would you say to them?
I think the same advice would apply. I mean, slow down, be cautious. The other thing that happens now is this time of year, you see scammers taking advantage of the holidays by, you know, sending an email with a link to saying your package isn't going to be delivered. Click on this link and we'll explain why. Or your order is not being processed and click on the link. Well, make sure that you actually order that or ship something before you click on that. And always, you can certainly, for seniors, if you don't want to use the internet, go to the store and do the purchase there. There's nothing wrong with doing that. We get caught up in convenience and speed, and sometimes we lose track of how important that personal information is on a credit card.
So wait a minute. I'm sorry. Let me get you to go back for just a second now, because I feel like that's a new scam that I haven't heard of. So you got an email saying your package has been delayed. You don't know what that package is. You click on that link, and then what happens?
Yep.
Are they asking you for personal information or what?
They may download a virus under your computer.
Oh, I see.
That's something to be on the lookout for. And you might see those, you know, from FedEx, UPS, or the post office that notify you of a delayed shipment. And then they ask you to click on the link. The next thing you know, your computer has got a virus.
So then that falls under that category, like you get those little test emails at work. They want to make sure that you don't click on a link of anything that you don't know.
Exactly. And it's still, I know I've said this is now the third time, but it goes down to, we're all in such a rush, just slow down, take a look at it and think, well, wait a second, I didn't order anything that, you know, nothing's being shipped from FedEx or UPS or the post office by me. So why did I get this in the first place?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I've fallen for that at work too. I've clicked on those emails when they say, see, you violated the company's security policy. Yeah. I've done that before.
That's part of your training. That's right. Definitely part of the training.
Matt Mead, thanks so much. Lots of good information indeed. Thank you so much.
Thanks and happy holidays.
Thanks.
Bye.
Same to you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.